State water monitors took their monthly Sierra snowpack survey today and confirmed what they had already feared, that January and February were the driest on record. Official Department of Water Resource measurements put the snowpack at 29 inches, or only 57% of normal. The Sierra snowpack provides about a third of the state's water. For more on what today's findings may mean for farmers and cities this year and a look at the state's broader water supply issues, we're going to turn to the KCBS Newsline now and talk to Rita Schmidt-Sudman, Executive Director of the Sacramento-based Water Education Foundation. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. 57% of normal for this time of year, the last day of February. How worried should water managers be?
Yes, they should be worried, and they really are. But it shows that we have a broader problem. We really have so many needs for water in this state and so many people that have uses for water, and with only a third of the water coming this year from the we depend on a third of our water from the snowpack, but this year with it so low, it's pretty scary. But it does show that even if we had a miracle in March and everything turned around, you know, your listeners have heard this story every year. It's not a solution. 1 year does not solve the water problem. So it's a big problem that we continue to work on.
Okay, so about a third of the overall equation is the snowpack. I think we in the media probably are guilty of really focusing on that snowpack year after year after year. Talk about those other two components, if you would.
Well, because the water that we use from the Sierra, if we don't get that, farmers in the Central Valley have to turn to groundwater, and we've been overusing our groundwater, so that's a problem. We're all a bit of hypocrites in California because, you know, we want other people to take the hit. We want the vegetables and the wine grapes, and we want the landscaping and the showers, but we don't always get that kind of water that we need. And we have to make some decisions. Right now, a decision has to be made about how to get water through the Delta in an environmentally friendly way, if that can be done. So all the interest groups will be sitting at the table now this year, and they'll be more tense than ever a year that we have to make some of these tough decisions.
So where does the other two-thirds of the state's water supply come from?
Well, it's a local uses, and like I said, there's a groundwater use, too. So the Sierra is that frozen amount of water that we depend on. With climate change, a lot of things are getting worse. We can't really tell when we can have this supply on hand for us. So we get water from the Colorado River. Like in Southern California, they depend on the Colorado River. But if they don't get if in Southern California they don't get some of this supply that they depend on from Northern California, then, of course, there's more pressures. So that's what's happening.
And just by way of perspective, how would you characterize where we are today versus where we were, say, last year at this time?
Well, last year we had more of a cushion. In 2006, we had 100% allocation. Since that time, we really haven't had that. At the beginning of this year, things looked really good because we had December. We even looked at some flood conditions in December. But, of course, as the time went on, we had this dry, now the driest January and February on record. So things have really gotten tight. But, again, if we have some miracle and it rains a lot in March, or I just heard you say that we'd have some showers next week, if that is a cold storm and that helps us with the Sierra, we still have a lot of problems and decisions to make about how to fairly get this water to the fish, to the farms, and to the city folks.
Thank you for your time, Rita Schmidt-Sudman. She's Executive Director of the Sacramento-based Water Education Foundation.